Fill up sample PL. These are due to this date is 01/30/2023. Dictation is for Anna Donaldson. Donaldson spells D-O-N-A-L-D-S-O-N. Anna spells A-N-N-A. Date of birth is 07/30/1963. A 59-year-old here with left wrist pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 month. She stated around Christmas time she experienced sudden swelling of her left wrist and stated that eventually it went down, but she's still experiencing pain in her joint. She described pain as sharp, rated pain as 6/10, increases with motion. She says sometimes she can feel numbness like pins and needles shooting into her thumb and second and third digits, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypertension, past surgery. Hypertension, obesity, next time. Hypercholesterolemia, next time. Hypothyroidism, next line. Depression. Next paragraph, surgical history. It's non. Next paragraph, social history. Endorses tobacco use. Denies alcohol or drug use. Next paragraph. Allergies. Morphine. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph, review of systems. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies chest pain, denies headache, denies blurred vision or double vision, denies abdominal pain, period. Patient indicated that she couldn't remember if she had any red meat around Christmas time or any alcohol, but she says she noticed that pain started and got severe around that time, but is a little better now, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of renal. Blood pressure is 131/80. Pulse 75. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.2. Period. Next paragraph, left wrist. No edema, no erythema. She has a soft, mobile mass on the dorsal surface of her hand. It's tender to palpation. Next paragraph. Range of motion is normal, but she will have pain with flexion, period. There's a positive Tinel sign, period. Next paragraph. No deformity. Neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph. Neck foot range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or stenosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules. No vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is tendonitis. Number two, tendonitis left wrist. Number two, degenerative joint disease left wrist. Number three is carpal tunnel syndrome left wrist. Number four, ganglion cyst left wrist. Patient was given a request for x-ray of her left wrist, and she was advised to come back when she completes that x-ray. She will be having this x-ray done at River Oaks. She was offered a splint for her wrist. For comfort, she declined. She says she has one at home because she has a history of carpal tunnel syndrome, and she will wear that one that she has at home, period. She was discharged with Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily, 4 and 30 days, with one refill. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.